This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamichhane with the news, the headlines first. National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority forecast increased level of risks in the rainy season this year. Three people die of coronavirus infection in Bangke and at least 11 people died as a residential building collapse in a western Indian city of Mumbai. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli is set to expand the existing cabinet today. Prime Minister Oli is making preparations to appoint CPNUML leader Khagraj Adhikari as the Home Minister. Similarly, Prime Minister Oli is inducting Narad Muni Rana, Mohan Baniya, Nayan Kala Thapa, Jwala Kumari Saha, Raj Kishore Yadav, Ganesh Pahati and Asha Bika. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority has made forecast of increased level of risks in the rainy season this year. It is estimated that more than 1.8 million people will be affected by monsoon-related disasters, mainly floods and landslides in Nepal this year. Meteorologists have estimated that this year's monsoon will be even more challenging in the country. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has already made public the estimate of above average rain fall in the country. Chief Executive Officer of the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, Anil Pokhrel, said that the general public and concerned bodies should be more alert along with the warning. Three people died of coronavirus infection in Bangke district. Bangke's corona focal person, Tej Oli, said a 65-year-old man of Lamahi Municipality 5, a 53-year-old man of Rajapurura Municipality 5, and a 65-year-old man of Barbardia Municipality 7 died of coronavirus infection. Former Auditor General of Nepal, Narakanta Adhikari, has passed away at his residence in Loinchur, Kathmandu, this morning at the age of 101. Adhikari had also served the civil service of Nepal in the capacity of secretary in the Ministry of Finance, Defence and Agriculture. He had also authored several books on the civil administration of Nepal. Nepal's road disrupted with explosives used in Manasarovar road construction. The use of explosive devices in course of the construction of Kailas Manasarovar road section in India has caused damage to the road of Nepal. A local, Mukesh Burathoki, said the road was disrupted at Tambaku area after India used explosive devices while expanding road at Bias Ulai Municipality 2, Kalju area on Tuesday. The Nepal side road nearby Tambaku area has been totally obstructed after a series of explosions from Indian side. Police have impounded five trippers from Golbazar Municipality 9 of Sirhat district for carrying illegally extracted sand, pebbles and gravel. A team deployed from Area Police Office Golbazar impounded the vehicles used in extracting pebble and gravel from Churi area illegally. Police Inspector Santosh Rai said that the impounded trippers have been handed over to Golbazar Municipality for necessary action. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. At least 11 people have been killed after a residential building collapsed in the western Indian city of Mumbai. Rescue efforts are underway as more people are feared trapped in the debris in the Madad area. An investigation has been ordered, but a minister said heavy rains could have caused the collapse on Wednesday night. Building collapses are not uncommon in India, especially during the monsoon season. U.S. President Joe Biden has revoked an executive order from his predecessors Donald Trump banning Chinese apps TikTok and WeChat in the U.S. The ban faced a series of legal challenges and never came into force. It should use an evidence-based approach to see if they pose a risk to U.S. national security, Biden said. He described it at the time as a threat to national security. A proposal was produced that would have seen Oracle and Walmart owing a U.S. entity of the service and taking responsibility for handling TikTok's U.S. user data and content moderation. A court in Moscow has banned political organizations linked to the jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny, classifying them as extremists. Activists will risk prison sentences if they continue their work, and anyone who publicly supports Navalny's political network can now be barred from running for public office. Writing on social media, Navalny promised he would not retreat. However, he said his supporters would now have to change how they work. Russian parliamentary elections are due to take place in September, and opinion polls show the ruling party losing support. Some of the Navalny's supporters have been planning to run in the elections. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but we're wrapping up the headlines once again. National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority forecast increased level of risk in the rainy season this year. 3 people died of coronavirus infection in Baki, and at least 11 people died as residential building collapsed in western Indian city of Mumbai. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.online.nepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.